With a look at Radio K-Man's morning news, I'm Dion Anglin. A man has appeared in summary court charged with several offences allegedly committed against his brother. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Randy Howard McLean, represented by Brady's attorneys at law, is charged with multiple incidents involving his brother and entered not guilty pleas to charges of common assault, threats to kill, and harassment, alarm, and distress. Some of the allegations date back to December 2025, while others relate to incidents this year. The court also heard that Marineth Webster, identified as McLean's partner, faces separate but related charges, including two counts of misuse of an ICT network and harassment, alarm, and distress. She also denies the allegations. Both defendants remain on bail. The court noted that a no-contact order could not be enforced because the complainant is McLean's brother and the pair are already involved in ongoing civil proceedings. The magistrate said such an order would be difficult in the circumstances. The case returns to the court in the coming weeks for a case management hearing and to finalize a trial date. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
In other local news, the local sports community is invited to an evening dedicated to athlete care and performance. The Wells Sports Medicine team will introduce a new integrated sports medicine initiative aimed at supporting athletes and sporting organizations across the Cayman Islands. The event takes place this Friday, August 14th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Well in Bayshore Mall in Georgetown. And Academy Sports Club is gearing up for a major football showcase this week as they host Jamaica Premier League champions Portmore United for a two-match preseason showdown at Academy Field. The event promises top talent, big energy, and one goal, giving local fans a chance to see Cayman's premier team test themselves against one of the Caribbean's strongest clubs. The first match kicks off today at 5:30 p.m., followed by a second showdown on Saturday, August 15th at 5 p.m., both games are played at Academy Field. Alongside the football action, the event will feature food trucks, kids' five-a-side games, and family-friendly entertainment. Admission is $20, while children under 12 get in for free. The preseason showdown is sponsored by the Reef Beach Resort, Fabrizone Cleaning Professionals, and Stingray Media. Academy Sports Club is encouraging the community to come out, show your support, and be a part of the action as they welcome the Jamaican champions to the Cayman Islands. And now for a look at news. From around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Israeli security forces have clashed with settlers who trapped two Palestinian families in their homes in the occupied West Bank. The security forces moved in to try to force the settlers away from the homes in the village of Kusra, south of Nablus. But reports from the scene say more settlers then arrived and the security forces withdrew. President Putin has threatened to seize European ships in retaliation for EU plans to intercept vessels suspected of being part of Russia's shadow fleet. He described restrictions on the movement of Russian vessels as piracy and banditry. Meanwhile, President Zelensky says Ukraine has attacked a naval base in the port city of Novorossiysk, which he described as the last stronghold of the Russian fleet in the Black Sea. Russian officials said residential buildings had been damaged in overnight attacks and two people, including an eight-year-old boy, had been killed. The chairman of Tata Sons, the holding company of India's largest conglomerate, has resigned. Natarajan Chandrasekaran said months of deadlock over his reappointment and a lack of backing from the board pushed him to make his decision. Lebanon's parliament has passed a sweeping amnesty law that will see many sentences reduced. The law aims to reduce prison overcrowding, which is due in part to many inmates awaiting trial for years. A mosque in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, has been hit by a drone strike as the paramilitary rapid support forces launched attacks on army-controlled sites. Security sources say large numbers of drones were intercepted by anti-aircraft defences. There are no immediate reports of any casualties. Zhu Rongji, the former Chinese premier who championed free market reforms, has died at the age of 97. Mr. Zhu was viewed as one of China's architects of growth, helping curb inflation and reorganise chaotic financial markets.
That's it for Radio K-Man's 8 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.